Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for November 13th, 2018. And I'm your host, Bayana. Tips this week include why where you host matters so much, even which country. The junk that can come over during a host migration. The top four ways to turn off Gutenberg and when to do it. Why you must upgrade your PHP level before the end of the year. The next Google Search Console Live Lab on Thursday for coverage report exclusions. The big voices calling for a delay in the WordPress 5.0 release and how long we'll be waiting. Matt Mullenweg's open Q&A about Gutenberg and WordPress at WordCamp Portland. WP Rocket has three fantastic new features, but maybe you shouldn't use them. See why. Google PageSpeed Insights has revamped their report and it still misses the mark. What's in the new Google Search Console Property Sets feature? A nice guide to getting started with Food Gallery, which is one of my fave plugins. What the heck happened to Pixabay? And the best email chat and social media tools for 2018 and beyond. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live later today at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific for the party, an interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news over on the Blog8 Facebook page. Lots of folks said they really like the new time, so do join us this afternoon. In Blog8 happenings, this week I've been helping a couple of clients move around multiple sites. Now, one is consolidating about 20 sites down to three. We finished that part of the project, and now we're moving on to site audits for the remaining ones. This is in anticipation of moving to a better host provider too, and possibly a better location. The site owner is in Australia, as is her host, but most of her clients are in the US. So she was thinking of a US-based host, but that might not be the best move. With Cloudflare, it doesn't necessarily matter where your host server is. Your site will be delivered from the visitor's nearest mirrored location, but that's only for what's been cached. So the first US person to visit will get a slower page load of non-cached page elements, but everyone else visiting from that mirrored location will get the faster cached version. Now, while that's true, even if your host is in the US, the non-cached versions directly from the host are still going to be faster from a US-based server. So on one hand, it makes sense to move to a US-based host. On the other hand, when you're logged into the site as an admin, you're pulling directly from the host at all times. So having the host in another country is going to make it slower for her to work on the back side. Now, there is a thing called Railgun to help with this, but it's an extra expense. So there's a lot to think about with a move like this and what's best for everyone. And this week, I've also been helping a client move five sites from individual cPanels at her host to a new WHM reseller account at A2 Hosting. Now, getting them all under one umbrella is going to make them easier to manage and give her a whale of a lot more headroom for hosting resources, too, because she moved to a managed VPS server. Now, that's a great package if you have one or two big sites that get all the traffic and the other sites get only a little traffic. The full hosting resources are available wherever they're needed, unlike a shared reseller account where every cPanel has hard limits on resources. Now, the old host had her main site so locked down with minimal resources that we couldn't even run a backup, and the site's not that big. And we had the exact same problem when we moved to A2 because it was a cPanel migration, and all those directives from the other hosting environment set up came along in the move. Now, I had to delete and modify 20 files to get all that junk out of there. Now, her backup runs in about 3 minutes, including sending the files to AS3 for storage. Now, once I got the list of what files to remove or edit, I could make quick work of it on all the other sites that came over. We're doing audits on all of them and getting the security locked down, plus putting every site on Cloudflare to protect the new IP addresses. That's going to really reduce the drag on the new hosting resources too. All those bots that were hitting directly on the old IP will find no place to go now, and all the bad bots hitting on the domain will get kicked to the curb due to all the new IP firewall rules we set up. And yes, there is already a noticeable improvement with speed, even though we didn't tweak on that. She was already using WP Rocket. We just cleaned up the hosting side of things to get that additional boost. Now, all of this just goes to prove that where you host and how clean your hosting account is, plus proper security, does in fact directly impact your site speed. It's not all about what you can do on the front end or adding plugins. A lot of it is on the back side. And that's precisely what a full site audit shows you. And that's why getting help with your hosting migration pays off too. Now, I hope you had a chance to read my post from last week on all the ways I'm recommending to turn off Gutenberg when WordPress 5.0 rolls out. The news is that they have delayed the rollout for a week, which puts it after Thanksgiving, and they will be bundling the Classic Editor plugin in the update, and this is the top way I suggest most site owners do this. So, do read the post for all the ways to ensure you choose the one that best suits your needs as either a DIY site owner or a webmaster. But hold off on doing anything until I give the green light. Be sure you're subscribed to BlogAid News and you actually open those emails in a timely manner so you stay on top of what to do and when with this critical update. Now, for my Site Audit Plus clients, you'll get a special email and post in our Facebook group and maybe even a live stream there with details and so you can ask questions. And I also hope you've had a chance to read my post from last week on upgrading your PHP version before the end of the year. This is another thing you need to stay right on top of. Now, my Site Audit Plus clients and I enjoyed a live session on Friday about it, mainly to get the info out about when to do this upgrade and what version to jump to. Plus, we had a nice open Q&A too, and folks asked me to put together a disaster plan series of posts for them. Now, I'm working on that, and we'll have it in your member site area as soon as I can. It's great to have a place to reference for when things go wrong, so you don't panic. And right now, I'm putting together a post for everyone on how to delete cache everywhere when you make deep changes to your site and for troubleshooting. So look for that tomorrow. And last week, I met live with my DIY SEO course members for our first live lab on the new Google Search Console interface. Now, our next lab is already posted, and you'll want to jump in now and do that prior to our live session this Thursday. This one is all about the coverage report, and that's where you're going to find all the goofy stuff in the new interface and most all of the stuff that Google's going to email you warnings about too. So we're really looking forward to this one. And this past week, I did a live stream into my Site Audit Plus client group to get ideas about possibly rebranding my carving site. And boy, did they ever come through with good ideas. Now, I've decided to keep my current domain, but I also purchased another one and already have it forwarded to the site, and it will be the rebrand name. I've also jumped on several social media platforms and tied up that name wherever the main name was already taken. Now, this week, I'll be grabbing that new name up on every platform I can think of, even if I'm not going to be active on it. That's something you may want to do too, and grab up your real name while you're at it as well. And this past week, I've been working closely with Wishlist member support to find a way around the bug at PayPal that caused most of the folks who got in on the sales earlier this month to not get redirected back to the registration page and not get immediate access to their tutorials. Now, I believe we found a workaround, and I'll be testing that out this week ahead of my big holiday sales. It's not exactly a good time for PayPal to have a bug that they're taking their own sweet time fixing, so we're not waiting. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, there is mounting concern in the dev community that WordPress 5.0 is not ready for prime time. Now, the voices have gotten louder about pushing the release off to the alternate date of January. Yoast DeValk of Yoast SEO led the charge with a post on his personal blog that calls for the delay in WordPress 5.0 release. He's a huge voice in the WordPress community, and this finally got the attention of the powers that be. Yoast loves what Gutenberg will become, and has already made major updates to his SEO plugin to be ready for it. But, as he points out in his post, Gutenberg broke on him while he was writing the article. It's just not ready. And then right behind that came a post from WP Tavern that agrees WordPress 5.0 is not ready. And note at the bottom of that post, the uptick in minor updates every 2 weeks once WordPress 5.0 does roll out. This, more than anything else, is why I strongly discourage anyone from updating to WordPress 5.0 anytime soon on their production money-making site. We're going to let the dust settle for up to a month or more before updating. Now, if any security releases come out in that time, they'll be backward compatible to WordPress 4.9 point whatever. Now, keep in mind that WordPress 5.0 is not just about Gutenberg. There will be other coding changes too, and we just don't want to introduce those to our production sites right away either. So, it's not just about turning off Gutenberg and doing the update. And Matt Mullenweg, the co-founder of WordPress and the lead dev on Gutenberg, finally heard the screams and decided to delay the release of 5.0, but not to January. He only pushed it back 1 week. So RC1, which is the first release candidate, is expected on November 19th, with the final release slated for November 27th. I'll believe it when I see it. But at least this pushes it back past Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And hey, webmasters and designers and devs, you'll definitely want to have a look at the whole video of this open Q&A with Matt at Portland's recent WordCamp. It's about way more than Gutenberg. It's about where all of the web is going and the role WordPress plays in it. In speed tips, version 3.2 of WP Rocket has just been released, and they added 3 new stellar features. But you need to be careful not to set up a conflict with them, especially if you're one of my site audit clients. So here are the 3 features. There's a new preload system. Now, this is great, but you don't want to use preload if you're using Cloudflare. It's taken over that function. Another feature is the Facebook Pixel add-on. Now, anything that comes from the outside world can slow down your page load speed because you can't cache it locally. And this new WP Rocket feature takes care of that for your Facebook Pixel. You don't need to make changes to your Facebook Pixel tracking code. Just turn on the function in WP Rocket. Be sure to see the post for more details. And then the third new feature is a heartbeat tab. Now, a few years ago, WordPress turned up the autosave frequency, but it's too high and it takes a toll on your hosting resources. So WP Rocket has added a way to have more granular control over turning it down. You do not want to use this feature if you're a site audit client. I hard coded that function for you, and you don't want to use it if you already have a heartbeat control plugin, or you want to get rid of that plugin and do it through WP Rocket. And for my Site Audit Plus clients, you can see a post in your member area for all the common site audit fixes we did, just as a reminder. Google PageSpeed Insights has revamped their report in an effort to give you more info about your site speed and other issues. They succeeded in giving you more info. They failed in making it more useful or even more accurate. In my speed test this past winter, I hit a tipping point where the faster I made the site, the worse the scores got. So have a look if you like, but don't rely on what it tells you. And don't bother with trying to get a good score there. And you can go read my post on how to test your site speed accurately to get real info you can use. But do be aware that this is only part of the story. As I mentioned earlier, lots of things on the backside of your site and at your hosting come into play with site speed. That's why you need a full audit. In SEO tips, Google continues to tweak on the new Search Console by adding a new domain property set. Now, here's how they describe it. It's a domain property includes all protocols, subdomains, and paths for a specific domain. Now, this is an experimental property, and I'll be checking into this, and we'll add a tutorial to the DIY SEO course when it looks like they're going to keep it around and or stop tweaking on it. In image tips, I just love the Food Gallery plugin. Now, if you'd like to see what it's all about, check out their Getting Started guide. And Food Gallery is Gutenberg ready right now, and they have a tutorial on that as well, so bookmark that for later. Hey, what happened to Pixabay? You know, they've been my go-to image hub for great blog post images, and today I logged in and did a search, and only 8 free images came up, and most of those didn't even match my search. Plus, they had an ad for Adobe stock images. Now, I logged out and had a look around the site later and saw many more images, but not as many as I normally see in a search. Have they been purchased or had a change in their terms of service that I missed? What's your go-to place to get blog images? Do share in the comments. In marketing tips, lead generation is a big deal, even if that's just for your newsletter opt-in. And the folks over at ManageWP have a nice collection of what they believe will be the best tools for email, chat, and social media for you to use. But do look into how heavy these things are on your site before you try them. I know Sumo is a resource hog, and there are several in there I've never heard of. Do you use any of them? Do tell us in the comments and what you think about all of them. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.